So I talked to them, and they're at the, and so in my area, part of it is old Cedar Hills, part of it is newer Cedar Hills. Newer Cedar Hills is more amenable, but the majority of them were clearly saying, this is just another tax, and while it may be worthy, we don't like it. So I threw something out to them, and so this is what I am throwing out to you, the same thing, which is, I said, I like the idea of money going towards the arts and things like that, because we spend so much money on recreation. There's probably a lot of children who don't participate in team sports, but like the arts, and we should do something. And unless there is a designated amount coming from somewhere, then you may not get any money going towards it. And so I said, what if it was revenue neutral? So the city reduced its budget by about the same amount they receive in the park tax. You could live with that, and they could live with that. So I'm just saying that don't be surprised if my neighborhood is the same as the city's in general, that the park tax may not pass.
I find usually your city's, your neighborhood is not representative of the city.
But I said there's two different areas in my opinion where I live. And part of my city, I think, is very representative of the city as a whole. Take it for whatever it's worth. It's purely anecdotal. It's not scientific information. So let's take a break. We'll come back at 7 o'clock.